Any update on Clay or Sam?
Sam is, going through the protocol and the evaluations that are necessary with that. Clay's getting better, so I thought his work yesterday in the rehab was good, but he won't do a whole lot today.
Did he have an appointment or a specialist?
Correct, yes.
In the bye week next week at all with how to go forward with Sam potentially for this week?
Well, I mean, he's in the protocol, so next week doesn't really have anything to do with it.
How about Morgan and Dayton?
Getting better. I thought Morgan's work yesterday was good. Dayton's, he's working through it. We'll see what he can do today in the pre-practice.
That's five key defensive guys. Is that a bit troublesome, or if you have so much time, they'll kick off that?
It's just the way it goes sometimes. That's why you work the way you do, and just more opportunities for other people.
Like, I know the Lions lost Abdullah, but what did you see from Reddick and the rest of their backs?
I really like the way they're using them. I think doing a very good job of the distribution, not only just to the backs, but the perimeter. Trying to create matchups with the linebackers. You can see Tennessee went to more, when they had both linebacker, we call it, whole coverage thief, whatever your nomenclature is and how you look at those things. So they're definitely being productive, not only in the run, but in the passing game.
What do you think of the way that Jake and Blake are gelling together as a duo in the middle for you?
I thought Jake and Blake made improvement from week one to week two. So I like the way those guys are progressing, and it's just all about getting better. Jake's clearly, made big steps from last year.
On Jake, he's made probably two or three plays in pass coverage. Is that maybe one of the where he's made some of his bigger steps?
Definitely. I thought his pass coverage against Minnesota was probably one of his better performances, in that particular, segment. So, yeah, I think Jake's played some really good football for us.
Like, there are young players who come into the league knowing that they're going to have to add strength to compete at this level. When a team drafts guys to play in its front seven, they're going to be going up against big linemen. Does it hold rookies back if they have a lack of strength right at the beginning in terms of their development in the front seven?
Well, the maturity of every rookie is different. But, I mean, we have to be honest. I don't care what position you play or how good you were in college. Rookies don't just show up here ready to play. So there's always a level of development that has to happen, whether it's strength, the continuity of who they're playing with, how they're being used, their history or background and the fundamentals that they know or compared to what they're being taught. So, there's a number of different elements, and you really have to focus on all of them, and strength is one of them. So, you do get players that are more developed coming out of college than others. I think it's part of their, their path through college. But rookies don't just show up and ready to play in the National Football League. I think we all understand that.
Mike, what do you think of the production you're getting out of the pass rush so far?
Say it again?
Production out of the pass rush so far. Pass rush.
Production or protection?
Yeah. I can't production. Understand. Sorry.
Production. If you just statistically – sacks, but the pressures, I think we've done a good job, and that's something that, you need to continue to grow, not only, who's doing it, the combination of how we're getting that done. So we're off to a good start there.
As a play caller, how challenging is it when you're not consistently moving the ball? I mean, you'll go three. I'm sure it's easier for you to call plays when you're stringing stuff together, isn't it? I mean, when you can build one play to the next.
You call plays based on anticipation of what's going to happen on the current play and then two options you're going to have on the next play. So, obviously when things go well, life's easier. When things aren't going well, you still compete and stick to your plan. But, it's really the process is still the same.
What have you seen from Anquan Bolden, and what is his skill set that's still the toughest to defend?
Hi, Anquan. Excellent player. Obviously, a long time in this league, predominantly playing in the slot. And, I think he's been very productive in there. And, as far as, how you match up and his strength and his, just his instincts of knowing where the holes are he's a powerful player as far as releases and creating separation at the breaking point. So, physical football player.
Mike, has your production with Cobb in the backfield been what you want? And if not, is that just a function of everything that's going on offense, or teams, finding some ways to?
I mean, I look at Randall Cobb as far as his production in the backfield. I mean, number one, it's a when I look at concepts and really packages or how you view it, you have primary concepts and packages, you have secondary concepts, and then you really have auxiliary, so change ups and things like that. I don't think we really have enough opportunities of Randall in the background, in the backfield to give you, a clean analysis. So how that all fits together over the long term is part of, the process that we look at. So, but Randall's a very effective player, whether he's in the backfield or in the slot. And just like anything, you want to get the ball distributed to all your perimeter players and, definitely to Randall.
Mike, on the fumbles the other day, I know you don't want them, but you did recover some of them. Was that, I know we see you do those drills in practice. Did they do it right, or did the ball just bounce your way?
No, definitely. I think number one, it's the awareness and the instincts of it. You talk about your pursuit and finish on defense. It's no different for the offensive players and really the return in the return game and special teams. So, one player has the football and the other 10 are obviously blocking, but you have to cover the football. So, unfortunately, we had the ball on the ground 4 times, but to get it back 3 times, I think is a positive that you look at, and as far as the mindset and aggressiveness of your players, particularly, you look at the one Randall. He went and got the football. He created a fumble, that's all part of your play style and the attitude and a commitment to taking care of the football.
Mike, you've often talked to us about tendencies and how teams study other teams and play callers around the league. If a team is penalized really heavily, is that something you would study as well, what their tendencies are and what led to those penalties with Detroit, I think, being flagged 17 times last week?
No, absolutely. But, you have to – it's not really always just on the opponent. You have to look at the officiating crew. So all those things are looked at. Every penalty that occurs, particularly if it's a team we're getting ready to play or officiating crew that's getting ready to officiate our game, we look at them no differently. So it's all about, breaking down the people that will be on the field. I mean, it's about behavior, it's about patterns, it's about tendencies. So, you look at all those things.
Mike, we've talked a lot about trying to get this offense in a rhythm. How debilitating has it been with your average drive start positions?
Well, field position for, after 2 weeks, I mean, it's obviously not been very good. And frankly, when you're on the road, field position is important over the course of the game. But I think it's so important in the first quarter because you're on the road and there's that surge of energy from the home team. And so it's important to change the field position in those particular situations. And we need to learn from that, and we need to do a much, much better job this week at home against the Lions.
Two more, please.
Mike, what could that do for your special teams if you can get Chris and J-Ron back out there this week?
Well, you're looking at, two guys that have been extremely productive in the past, so it'd be great to, we'll see them get through today's practice, and it'd be awesome to have them out there. We're working through some things. Potentially we may have something for you today.
You were working wet ball drills yesterday. Is that in anticipation of Sunday's weather?
Correct, and it's also, we haven't done it in a while. It's, it's another opportunity to emphasize, take care of the football, make it tough on our players.